21 of March 2020, Father's Message Part 12, You Must Come to Me. First, the words of the Father. This, then, is one very light-hearted way of looking at my judgment of my children, men, all of them without exception. I'm so close to you. You must love me and honor me so that you will be not judged, or rather, that you will be judged with infinitely merciful love. Have no doubt, if my heart were not like this, I would have already destroyed the world every time it committed sin. But as you have seen, at every moment my protection manifests itself through graces and benefits. You can conclude from this that there is a Father who is above all fathers, who loves you and will never cease to love you if you so desire. I come among you in two ways, the cross and the Eucharist. The cross is my way of coming down among my children, since it is through it that I caused my Son to redeem you. And for you, the cross is a way to ascend to my Son and from my Son to me. Without it, you could never come to me, because man, by sinning, brought on himself the punishment of separation of God. In the Eucharist, I live among you as a father with his family. I wished my Son to institute the Eucharist, so as to make every tabernacle the vessel of my favors, my riches and my love, to give them to men, my children. It is always by these two means that I cause both my power and my infinite mercy to come down ceaselessly. So much for the Father's words. It is a word of comfort that fits this current situation in which the coronavirus is spreading. The pandemic is not to be seen as an annihilation of humanity. It can become a deep cleansing of humanity and is connected with the invitation to turn to God and to leave the wrong path. The way to God is made so easy for us. You must come to me, is what the text says, and that the Father is so close to us. But why, when we have such a loving Father who opens the door so wide for us to come to him, do not all nations flock to him? Why do we understand this so badly? Just now, in the distress of the people, many churches are closed. Holy Mass is often no longer held for the public. But this is a special time to offer spiritual comfort to people. And there is this comfort. It is the never-ending love of our Father, which is revealed to us in his Son. What could be the reason that we find it so difficult to accept the Father's message of love? Do we not believe in love? Are we only interested in earthly happiness? Has the devil blinded us? Has sin created a layer of ice around the heart of man? Is it our pride? Is the message too simple for us? Are we afraid of love? The Lord makes it clear to us that it is a cross that opens the way to God. This is the core of the proclamation, without which there is no real access to the Father. This is entrusted to the Church, namely to proclaim this truth to men and women. Here is a gate of salvation for all people. This also makes it clear that we must never abandon it. Humanity will not be redeemed by a general peace process, nor by any other religion, but by the suffering, death, and resurrection of Christ. The door to the heart of God is open. This is what the Father wants us to understand, and this door is always open if we do not turn away from it ourselves. But this possibility exists, and it causes pain to the Lord, and we close ourselves to salvation. Talking about the Eucharist today also causes a certain pain. When we know that many faithful long for the Eucharistic Lord, but at present have no access to Holy Mass. But then this is not the fault of them. The Lord will give the same grace as if we were receiving Holy Communion. God can also give His special presence in another way when His children cannot come to Him by this way of the Eucharist. About this we can reflect a bit tomorrow. The Holy Eucharist is a very intimate way in which God makes Himself known to us. If it is now withdrawn from the faithful for a while, one should not interpret this as if the Lord were now punishing the faithful and excluding them from His treasures of grace. But we as believers have to share in everything that happens in the Church. How much unworthy communions will probably be received? People receive it who objectively do not live in the state of grace, or who do not have the right Catholic faith. However, they are invited to receive the Holy Communion. God's fundamental invitation to come to Him applies to all people at all times. But then, we must respect the way in which this invitation will be fruitful for time and eternity. This is not an arbitrary way that everyone can decide for himself. No, the way is given in love and truth. Therefore, the guidelines that show us the possibility of coming of the table of the Lord must be observed. The wedding dress, which was given to us in holy baptism, must be cleansed again and again by the blood of the Lord. May all who still have access to the holy sacraments pray for those who long for them but cannot receive. And may those who can only communicate spiritually give this as a sacrifice, so that in our Church the Holy Mass may be offered to the Lord in all dignity. All frivolity and banalities should leave the Church. May the Lord grant that we may be purified by the times of trial and, above all, may we discover and respond more deeply to His love.
The communion verse we listen today says, "They ate and were well filled, for the Lord gave them what they craved, so that their craving was not frustrated."
Attendite populus meus, lege mea, inclinate aurem vestram in verbam.